During natural disasters like Hurricane Florence, we mostly hear about big relief agencies like FEMA and organizations like the Red Cross. This week at Raleigh-Durham International Airport, an endless supply of volunteers organized and packed emergency supplies for those in need out east. Then the packages were flown by a group of pilots for delivery. The grassroots effort is called Operation Airdrop. Leonita Inge has this report.
Cars, trucks, minivans pulled up to the front door of the TAC Air Airport Terminal like an organized fast food restaurant line. But instead of picking up, people were dropping off big boxes of diapers, food, and gallons of water.
Today we're bringing a few loads of water, but we have canned foods, we have dry goods.
Brenda Monforti delivered goods in a pickup truck for the U.S. Veterans Corps office out of Cary.
So whatever they need, we're willing to bring. We just need to know. We're just going to keep coming with what we have until somebody tells us different.
When I asked the donors who told them about Operation Airdrop and these efforts to deliver food, water, and toiletries via the skyways, many said it was a friend or a friend of a friend. Jill Christensen is a musician based in Chapel Hill.
And because I was safe, I was like, oh, crowdsource rescue. I started connecting people.
Christensen is one of those people who learned from a friend how Operation Airdrop helped move goods after last year's Hurricane Harvey.
All Operation Airdrop is a kind of a glorified volunteer FedEx for organizations and individuals and town mayors and fire departments to get things in areas that cannot be accessed by vehicles.
With the help of many organizations, RDU and TAC Air's terminal, more than 300 pilots made deliveries this week. One of them was Martin Fessel of New Jersey, flying a Beechcraft Bonanza.
This is my personal airplane. I fly around with my family on holidays and things, and it's just nice to be able to do something with the airplane to help people.
And Fessel has been busy.
I flew 3 round trips yesterday. This will be my second today. Hopefully I can squeeze 5 in before sunset, so they don't let us fly after sunset.
Fessel has made trips to Lumberton, Wilmington, and is now headed to the Cape Fear Airport, carrying about 350 pounds of supplies at a time.
You know, you never realize how lucky you are until you see people that have lost everything and are up to their knees in water.
This week, Operation Airdrop pilots have made more than 200 flights, flights they call compassion missions. Leonita Inge, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.